The Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art is nested deep in an Ozarks holler. To enter, you descend into this circular courtyard through stairs or an elevator, which leads to the main lobby.
Welcome to Crystal Bridges. Enjoy your tour today. You'll go right there.
Once in, you're surrounded by eight convex and concave pavilions, laced into an elongated ring, three connected by glass enclosed bridges, suspended over crystal springs, fed ponds, and waterfalls. 12 galleries house 5 centuries of master American artworks. Selections from the 1,000-piece permanent collection are intentionally arranged like an art history book, telling the story of early America to current day. In the colonial era gallery, visitors seemed fascinated with a satin-gowned heiress painted by John Singleton Copley, mostly because of her tethered flying squirrel. And many, like Linda Shaner from Naples, Florida, stood before Charles Wilson Peale's young George Washington, leaning on a cannon.
It makes you realize how proud you should be to be an American. I mean, this museum celebrates everything this country's about. I hope people appreciate it.
Wide curving halls with sweeps of art move visitors from era to era. Next is early 19th century works featuring the transcendentalist Hudson River painters like Thomas Cole and the much discussed Asher Brown Duran's Kindred Spirits, a painting of two hikers talking on a rock precipice above a rushing creek. UCA art student Amber Gorky stood for the longest time studying it.
Oh, just wish I was there. It looks like you're looking through a window and you could walk right through. That's what I wish I could do.
Nearby hung George DeForest Brush's portrait of a handsome tribal hunter with a dead white swan slung across his back, leaning down to touch a water lily in a dark swamp. In this gallery, visitors take in the mid-19th century American Renaissance. Kay Jones, Kansas City Walmart store employee, represents a wave of other associates who will likely visit this museum, especially during June Shareholders Week.
And so when I learned that Alice had made this endowment and had this vision, I was so excited to come and visit and see this fantastic collection of work. It's quite amazing.
The late 19th century gallery has a number of classic botanical studies by Martin Johnson Heed. We see narrative works by John Singer Sargent, a favorite of museum founder Alice Walton, as well as Tom Akins and Winslow Homer, each gallery stacked with volunteers like Cora Davis from Rogers.
This is my third day, and every day I see people who are very excited, very thrilled, and full of wonder. And I hear a lot about how wonderful this is for the children of the area. And I think that's going to be a very, very important legacy. And I know when my grandchildren come for Thanksgiving, this is going to be a stop on the tour of Bentonville.
Crystal Bridges has over 800 volunteers who've taken a special museum training to assist visitors with any questions. A collection titled The Arkansas Traveler, on loan from local 6 museums, speaks of the hospitality and kindness one finds in Arkansas. And one consideration is timed tickets, meaning visitors enter in small groups at certain intervals so the galleries are not jammed. Darlene from Bella Vista was pleased.
I thought it would be really crowded today, and, you know, when you're walking around here, it isn't. You know, it's, you have time to look at things.
Each gallery is painted in a particular hue, fitting the era. Below are buff oak floors. Above hang heavy laminated yellow pine beams. Some galleries have benches, and comfortable sitting niches provide a nice break. Leading from the first rest stop is a small gallery dedicated to Edward Curtis's Vanishing Race, indigenous portrait photogravures, images of African Americans post-Civil War oppression, and Jim Crow are also here. Women subjects and artists figure strongly in this museum, most notably Mary Cassatt and Henrietta Johnston, and especially Janet Sobel, who taught Jackson Pollock drip art technique. Then there's The Bubble, a lovely cast bronze nude dancing with a lit globe sculpted by Harriet Whitney Frischmuth in 1928. She caught Ashley Syack's attention.
It's breathtaking. There's no words. It's the movement. It's beautiful. And in this space, the lighting.
The early 20th century gallery has Maxfield Parrish's magically luminous lantern bearers and that famous Norman Rockwell, Rosie the Riveter. Local resident Michelle Harvey read from a narrative describing the painting.
Closer examination reveals the art historical origins of Rockwell's statuesque figure, Michelangelo's depiction of the prophet Isaiah on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. Who knew Rosie the Riveter had such regal roots?
A subjective swirling mountainscape, Hall of the Mountain King by Marsden Hartley, another favorite of Alice Walton, is across the way. Documentary paintings by Thomas Hart Benton, Plowing It Under and Steel Mill are also in this pavilion. One long hallway is dedicated to Arkansas artists. The post-World War II abstract expressionism, pop, minimalism, and new American realism sections are very popular today. Among the visitors was Archie Ryan, who grew up in this area.
I used to camp on this ground with the Boy Scouts and in a fine museum that was built on that spot. And I babysat Alice Walton and the Walton kids growing up, because they were members of my father's church, the Presbyterian Church. Isn't that interesting?
Alexander Calder sculptures, splays in the middle of the floor near a Mark Rothko and a massive black wood high relief by Louise Nevelson. Randy Woodward took a photograph of his wife standing next to Andy Warhol's very blonde and pale Dolly Parton.
Susan Morrison, Eureka Springs, Arkansas. I'm an artist. It makes you weep. It is so beautiful. It's the most important collection ever brought together of American art. It's being honored for the first time in a way that it should have been for centuries. I think that this is the most important thing to happen for American art and American artists who have been forgotten in the basements on back walls and now brought forward in this way to be honored like this. She just put the Louvre in Northwest Arkansas. Yeah, she did. This is an amazing place, and one that is for everyone. It's not above anybody. It's not beneath anyone either. It's perfect.
Former Fayetteville Mayor Dan Cudi and his spouse Deborah chose to enter the museum into the contemporary arts section and then work backwards in time.
And we just decided to come really participate in the opening ceremonies of today. This is such a phenomenal event for the state. And we're enjoying this museum. And obviously, we are not in Kansas anymore, Toto. This is a one-of-a-kind event. We couldn't be more pleased this is happening in Arkansas.
Here hangs compelling works by both Jamie and Andrew Wyeth and a digital triptych of Bill Clinton by Chuck Close. Gary Miller from Vail, Colorado, stood before the immense photorealistic bills in awe.
I understand the penetration of the eyes. I've seen him in Long Island, and it was most imposing.
Finally, there's the temporary exhibition Wonder World, works on loan from major art institutions. The theme, obsession. For example, Bad Lawn by Chip Hodges. And an upside-down Last Supper, a massive Da Vinci replica created from thousands of spools of colored thread strung together, which you can view right side up through a tiny glass crystal sphere. Taking it all in was Chris Crossman, curator of collections.
Well, it's been a long time coming, and it's very gratifying to finally, you know, be open and see bodies in the building that seem to be enjoying themselves quite a bit, so that's great. Sort of the whole idea behind this is to have people in it.
By closing time, 4,200 visitors will have moved through here. And by Sunday, nearly 17,000 will have experienced Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.